From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Moncrief on News Talk.
It's a feature of modern discourse that we tend to use or overuse psychological terms. People can describe themselves as being a bit OCD or other people as narcissist, when both those words describe clinical conditions. Narcissist, in the way it's often used, can merely mean someone I don't like. Dr. Adele Marin is founder of COTA, a leadership and personal development consultancy. Adele, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
So technically, what is narcissism? What's the disorder?
Okay, so narcissism is a diagnosable condition, which has patterns of grandiosity, lack of empathy, complete lack of empathy, and need for approval, external validation. It's persistent patterns of behaviour, and it's impairing for the individual.
Yeah, what's the difference between that then and psychopathy?
If we look at narcissism, a lot of narcissists go clearly undiagnosed a lot of the times because they don't feel that they have an issue.
Yes.
Yeah, well, so, and then psychopathy, is a different condition, and I don't, go into that in the psychology. I'm more organization behavior. But again, it's understanding that these conditions are psychological concepts which need to be very carefully used. And that's a big issue in the workplace, just everyday language, John. And we need to be careful of how that is used.
Yeah. So diagnosing someone with narcissism must be difficult, because in the vast majority of cases, they don't think anything's wrong. They think you're the problem.
Oh, absolutely. So absolutely, Sean. So they won't come to the fore. They don't do vulnerability. They don't do, self-awareness. And that is the issue. So even if they, research has shown, even if they are in counselling, there doesn't seem to be a major a permanent change there.
Yeah.
Whereas somebody with unhealthy behaviours, has that level of empathy. And at the core thing here, Sean, is really that narcissists have an absence of empathy.
Mm.
And that's the issue. So they're disconnected from self. So therefore, they don't see themselves as a problem at all, because they've a real sense of entitlement, of grandiosity. Surely they're not to blame. It's not them. It's you.
Yeah. So within 20 seconds, the first Donald Trump text came in there. So not unexpectedly, I suppose. If someone is born with a lack of empathy, are you born with that? Or can that come from the circumstances of your childhood or
yes,
that kind of thing?
Great question, Sean. So usually narcissists have had some kind of trauma, childhood trauma, and that does develop into narcissism. It can do, because they feel entitled, because they feel the world owes them. And that's the issue then, they become that. Whereas somebody who might go through a similar kind of trauma may not, may become very codependent and empathetic, and go the opposite way. So it depends, I suppose, how they react to that trauma.
Yeah. But is it always that, or are the kind of, given that it's so hard to get narcissists who go, yes, study me, please, it must be difficult to come up with a definitive set of criteria as to what creates it?
Yeah, it's very complex. And the environment does have a huge impact, though, to be fair, on how it develops. But it can be difficult to get your sample together for.
Yeah. I'll just read out a few. I work with a very narcissistic woman. She's our team leader. Needs too much attention. Everything always thinks back to her, no matter what. She's unbearable. Okay. Any advice on dealing with her? As like your guest says, she is utterly unaware. Someone else says, I think people definitely overuse the term because the world is full of people who are fierce mm-hmm. fond of themselves and haven't got a whole heap of sympathy for others. So that doesn't make them a narcissist.
Yes.
Somebody else says, my mother is 100% a narcissist. Yeah. I've ended up doing tons of therapy mm-hmm. to deal with the impact. My mm-hmm. sister is very similar. Now, is there a way, is there any kind of way for like us lay people to be able to go, well, that's just, they're just horrible, as opposed to they have a diagnosable condition?
Yes, a great question, Sean. So I suppose what we're thinking, what confuses us is we hear about narcissistic traits and narcissistic spectrum. So
yeah.
human behaviour is not binary. So it's not black and white. We know that we're complex beings. But the narcissistic spectrum would suggest, though, and would imply then that we're all narcissistic. And then the issue is then there's total confusion. It has no meaning then, you know.
Mm, yeah.
So you either overdiagnose, as some of listeners have talked about, or you minimize those who actually have really suffered, you know, from a narcissistic relationship. So we have to be careful around that. And it is the language, because what happens is then we can't differentiate between a clinical disorder and unhealthy behaviours. So
yeah.
I like to talk about unhealthy behaviours. So if you have a boss, you may have unhealthy behaviours, okay? So that might be, that might manifest as micromanaging, you know, playing favouritism, avoiding hard conversations. But on the other hand, a narcissistic might be more about like systematically stealing ideas, publicly shaming others, creating a supply dynamic where they're triangulating and pitting employees off one another, or isolating them, or just exploitation around workload in order to maybe gain status, but no reciprocation. So there's more of a, you know, narcissistic kind of element there as opposed to an unhealthy leader. And again, the main difference is the unhealthy leader, you know, has a level of empathy where they can be developed, they can be trained, they can become self-aware, whereas the narcissistic leader does not have any empathy. So it's very difficult. Yeah.
And if you don't change. Have that empathy, you can't be saved in a way or treated.
Well, it's argued. Some people argue, but I have seen researchers that have said who study this area, you know, really in depth, and they maintain that you can't. There isn't much permanent change because, again, they don't see themselves as the problem.
Yeah. So and you mentioned there that kind of a spectrum of
yeah.
it. Now, is that clinically, there's a recognized spectrum of it, or just, you know, can you have a bang of narcissism that maybe can be beaten out, you sort of thing, you know?
I suppose the confusion is we talk about narcissistic traits, and then you can have some traits, but not the full blown traits.
Yeah.
Again, it has to be diagnosed, and that's the labeling element. But it's difficult because, you know, you have, if you have narcissistic traits, they're, that doesn't mean that you could be total a full-blown narcissist, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It could be unhealthy behaviours, and that's where the confusion, people are just throwing this term out and it's not been fully understood and it's not been fully, you know, understood in terms of the behaviours.
Yeah, so so you could be a bit up yourself, really, rather than, you know.
Totally, so we're using a narcissist as a term almost in everyday language, so it is almost like a catch-all for an insult for selfishness or difficult behaviour.
Yeah.
So the problem is we are collapsing all difficult behaviour into one fixed personality label.
Yes, yeah.
And that's really, and that's dangerous, as I said, because you're, again, you can overdiagnose or minimise it for others. So we need to be careful because, you know, language can, you know, certainly help us lead and relate to each other. But we need better language. So I, you know, in my opinion, we need to look at, okay, healthy behaviours, what's healthy behaviours, what's unhealthy, or, you know, stuff, something we can work with where there is a level of empathy and which can be trained and developed, or what is then narcissist, I believe, you know, is over there on its own. Do you know what I mean? Because it's a completely different type of behaviour.
Do narcissists tend to be clever?
Very, yes.
Yeah, so they're good at manipulating things.
Oh, absolutely. Particularly, there's different types of narcissists, but malignant narcissists are very good at that. So they project a certain public image, but they'll do, you know, they manipulate tactics very shrewdly. Hide tactics and so on. Mm. So they're very articulate. So they're very good at reading a room, very good at reading people's emotions. So there's a certain level of emotional intelligence there, but it's used as a weakness to manipulate that person.
And the split between men and women, does it tend to lean more one way than the other?
It's hard to say, you know. I know you're probably... it's hard to say. It is hard to say. But women generally, I suppose, are more likely to be able to emotionally connect and with self. However, you know, that's not to say, you know, there definitely is narcissism across the board. Yeah, so from a research perspective, I think, you know, you need to dig deeper for that answer.
Given all that description, though, narcissists tend to be found more commonly in management roles.
They do say that in more senior roles,
yeah.
You know, they've played the game. It depends on the culture of the organisation and what gets rewarded, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. What is rewarded, you know, if it is that kind of sense of leadership style, you know, they are going to move up the ranks.
Yeah.
So
beware.
Yes,
you're dealing with Adele. Thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today.
Thanks a million, Sean.
That was Dr. Adele Marin there, founder of COTA, a leadership and personal development consultancy.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.